What, now, what, I ask you, could be better on a Saturday afternoon than coming to listen to Robert Glasscock and me join a group of five other wonderful souls as we tackle their very relevant astrological questions with the best astrology teacher on the planet, and he has been fire. So join us this Saturday. Come to the funastrology.com website for the gallery ticket, and we'll see you there. Well, guess what? Woo-hoo! Can I hear an amen? Mercury is out of retrograde as of at least 8:54 a.m. this morning. Hi, everybody. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. Yeah, that's 8:54 Eastern for those of you keeping score at home. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate Mercury going direct than somebody claiming their voice in the world, especially around astrology. That is exactly what we're going to do, as this morning at 15 degrees 59 minutes, just one tick away from 16 degrees Aries, that number sound familiar, we have Mercury going direct. I think we could all just say a big collective sigh of relief on that one. Now, there is one other thing going on, and that, of course, is with the moon. So the moon goes void, of course, at 7:15 p.m. this evening. The last aspect is a trine with Neptune, so you got some good juju with Luna today. And then at 9:36 Eastern, it moves into Sagittarius. That happens to be fitting because Sagittarius is the sun sign of our next guest. We're doing these interviews with some of you listeners who have been interacting with me over the last little bit. And we heard from Kristen yesterday. What did you think about that? The luck deal? Luck in your chart? Oh, yeah. Well, we've got another one today that is equally relevant. This is Jenny Geyer. She lives in Florida. She's been in some of our group readings in the past and is a very accomplished astrologer and a phenomenal writer. And in this context of Mercury going direct and reclaiming all of the things of our lives that we've been putting on hold for the last 3 weeks, technology, our use of electronics, and especially communication, effective communication, putting our voice out. And that's going to be the topic of this conversation. So, Jenny, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Why don't you tell us where Chiron is, what's going on, at least structurally, technically, in the sky, and that sets up, of course, why we're having this discussion.
Sure. So I actually really want to focus in on the impact or the importance of Chiron having been so prominent at this latest solar eclipse in Aries, 19 degrees. It was a particularly special moment because it was a perfect conjunction with the sun, moon, and Chiron. And a lot of people may not have had a lot of experience or knowledge about Chiron before, but I think that him showing up front and center at this solar eclipse was a very important marker, and that it's something that we can't ignore. So I am focused really on the significance of his presence in that particular solar eclipse and what that means for the rest of us.
So how do you see Chiron? How do you view Chiron in the chart? And what kind of lessons have you learned from it? You got a prominent Chiron in your chart. It's at the bending of the nodes of your moon. So there is a lot of karmic connection here for you personally with this.
Absolutely. And I think that people will find if they're able to locate their own natal Chiron, that he has something important to say in addition to this transiting Chiron. They're very connected because whatever that wound has represented for you throughout your life is showing up for you right now, and it's being amplified because Aries is a very passionate, very emotionally loud sign, I should say. And Chiron is very much about the individual wound, the unique experience that we've all had, something in our past, something that has helped shape us into who we are because of some kind of pain that we've carried in ourselves over time. So it's not that, you know, you see Chiron show up and then suddenly something bad's going to happen to you. It's going to cause you pain. It's really about a long kind of ache that you've felt throughout your entire life. And if you really, you know, got quiet and focused in on it, I'm sure you can figure out what that is for you. For me, my natal Chiron is in Gemini, in my third house. And so it has a lot to do with confidence in my speech, in how I present myself vocally, verbally. And so part of my healing process, Thomas, thank you for providing the platform, is to be talking to you right now about something I'm really passionate about, which is astrology.
Is this kind of a breakthrough for you in that area?
I would definitely say so. I mean, there's a lot of other activity going on in the chart these days that's pushing all of us to really put our best foot forward and to start really manifesting these long-held dreams that we've had for ourselves and maybe felt out of reach, that are now showing up right at our front door and saying, ready or not, you know, it's the time. Now is the time to step into your role.
Well, why don't you just tell your story? I hadn't thought about this, and we hadn't talked about it, but exactly, you identified Chiron, you're aware of what that structural wound is, and then just to, why did you contact me? you reached out, but that's exactly what we're talking about here. Aries taking action. So what was behind that?
Well, I've been listening to your podcast for a few years now. I think I started around 2020. And I, you know, was spending a lot of time alone, like most of us. I was, you know, quarantined. And then I decided to just completely just overhaul my life. I left my job. I moved to a different state. I needed some kind of guidance. And your podcast, I don't even know how I found it because I hadn't listened to any podcasts before in my life. I was just kind of bored and looking for something to fill my brain with. And I was sick of watching Netflix. So I stumbled across your podcast and it really spoke to me. And I started reading all of Fred's books, Fred Dodson, and started really thinking about what matters to me. Like a lot of people in 2020 started realizing, you know, their priorities were maybe a little out of whack and they weren't living in alignment with their values. And I realized that astrology had been something that I'd been so focused on and so passionate about since I was a child. And I had put it on the back burner because I'd always been kind of a little embarrassed or felt like it was something I should be ashamed of, that I had this kind of, you know, quote unquote, woo-woo interest that a lot of people in my circles living in Washington, D.C. would not approve of and had no interest in and would make fun of me for. And that's also very kind of a Chiron signature, is things that set you apart, things that, you know, maybe you were bullied about when you were younger, that kind of stuck with you and kind of, you know, over time calcified somewhere in your self-identity. And, you know, sometimes you don't even realize it's there until one day you're forced to look at it and realize, oh no, this isn't right. You know, what's wrong with liking astrology? What's wrong with being passionate about it? It makes me feel good. It makes me feel like I have, you know, purpose. And, you know, it's something that I've always, it's never, I have, you know, a lot of fire in my chart. And so I get bored easily. And I, you know, maybe not the most focused. I have a lot of different interests and jack of all trades, you know, master of none. But astrology is the one thing that has always stuck. And I have never stopped learning. I've never stopped my journey into astrology. So it seemed clear to me that that was what my Chiron was pointing me toward. I didn't know that it was Chiron at the time, but that's, I think, what I've received from him now.
When you emailed me about an idea that you had that we're going to bring into fruition as soon as Mercury gets on its way back to normal, and why did you reach out? What was the catalyst?
The Chiron wound for me was finding a way to be more confident in talking about astrology and getting the message out there that I felt so passionate about. And I heard you doing it. And I thought, well, you know, he's saying a lot of things that are really aligned with where I'm at spiritually. And I really would like to talk to this guy. And also, what about if this was an opportunity that would allow me some way to kind of overcome this fear or this subconsciousness about my interest in astrology and my knowledge of it. And it would be a way for me to kind of prove to myself that I am not in the grips of that anymore, that that is not something that I need to fear anymore.
That is beyond cool. And I can't tell you how touched I am. Because
thank you.
Jenny shared her chart with me, and I'm looking at some of the characteristics of it. And I mean, she is a powerhouse, truly. And you're going to hear more from her and about her, because we're going to do some of that. But she's going to take off on her own and just fly and soar high. This is a generational thing, but Jonathan Livingston Seagull's story was real popular back in the 70s, and it's all about flying high away from the crowd, and that's, you're going to do that, soaring on your own drumbeat. And I'm just thrilled to have a front row seat here to kind of watch some of this come out. All right, let's do a couple of things. Tell people how they should start looking in their own life and in comparison with their chart to find their Chiron wound if they don't know what it is.
Absolutely. So what you just said, right then, Thomas, was kind of perfectly on the nose for what I think Chiron is asking from all of us, which is to fly high wherever it is that you've been holding yourself back, wherever it is that you've been unsure, you know, now he's asking us to be brave and go into that, you know, really embody and be whatever it is, this person, this potential that you've been holding yourself back from being, and just own it. You know, Chiron is the trainer for a lot of great Greek heroes, Jason, Hercules. And right now we are all meant to be the heroes of our own story. And what makes these heroes so powerful is not necessarily their ability to fight or to defend themselves, but to heal themselves. Because, you know, on the battlefield, if you get wounded, you know, it's a great advantage to be able to mend yourself, to heal yourself, and get back on the field and go back to work and get back to the battle. But this battle is very personal. It's not something that we're fighting other people. It's something we're fighting something inside of ourselves that needs to be defeated, that needs to be overcome, because it's no longer useful. It's not helpful. And we are stronger than we realize. And Chiron in Aries really wants us to own that, to know that.
There is so much more to unpack on this. And I know so many more thoughts you have on this. Could we do a longer format interview that we can air on Sunday and talk more about this?
Oh, you know I'd love to do that.
All right. And I want to do this too. If you have a question about Chiron that you would like to ask for this longer episode that we will put together and have posted on Sunday, Lord willing, and everything's fine between now and then, hit the speak pipe and send us that message and we'll talk about it and we can incorporate that in as well. So if this has triggered thoughts for you, you'd like to ask Jenny or me, we'll take it on. So speak pipe. Do that, and we will be back with a longer version of this on Sunday. Jenny, can't thank you enough.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And we'll see you guys. Have a wonderful day. I love you. Jenny loves you, Jenny.
I love you.
And we'll see you back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.